Welcome to Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Pete Rose. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Concepcion. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Bench. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Plummer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Carroll. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Tom Carroll. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Worthen. Concepcion moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foster. Mackinnon reaches second base with a double. There goes Parrish trying to get to home. Foster throws the ball into Concepcion, who relays the ball to Plummer, who tags Parrish, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Expos nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen strikes out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manghul. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Manghul steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to third. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-1 in the game. Rose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Concepcion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Carroll scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-1 in the game. Bench strikes out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen hits a pop-up towards short. Concepcion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Expos nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. Plummer takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Tom Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 0-for-2 in the game. Rose hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul, who is chasing the ball. Rose reaches third base with a triple. Rettenmund scores. Plummer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Reds. Dale Murray now pitching. Dave Concepcion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Concepcion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Concepcion is hit by the pitch. Daryl Chaney pinch runs for Dave Concepcion. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 0-for-2 in the game. Bench hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer, who is chasing the ball. Bench reaches third base with a triple. Rose scores. Chaney goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Reds. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Daryl Chaney now playing shortstop. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manghul takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Manghul moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of bench. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Manghul scores. Carter moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bench, who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Carter scores. Biotner scores. It's 5-3, Reds. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 5-4, Reds. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mackinnon. The throw from Plummer and he is safe. Mackinnon steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mackinnon scores. It's Expos, 5, Reds, 5. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Eastwick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Plummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plummer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Plummer hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Eastwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eastwick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 5. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer bunts towards the mound. Eastwick catches it and throws to first to double up Manghul. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rose strikes out. One out. Daryl Cheney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheney hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 5. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Eastwick, and towards Cheney, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Biotner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morgan. Biotner moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rose fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench moves to third. Dan Dreesen pinch runs for Tony Perez. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bench scores. Dreesen moves to second. It's 6-5, Reds. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. Foster moves to second. It's 7-5, Reds. Ken Griffey pinch hits for Bill Plummer. Woody Fryman now pitching. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. One out. Cesar Geronimo pinch hits for Raleigh Eastwick. Cesar Geronimo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geronimo hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rose is walked intentionally. Daryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Expos 5. The Expos will come to bat. Pedro Bourbon now pitching. Johnny Bench now catching. Dan Dreesen now playing first base. George Foster now playing left field. Doug Flynn now Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little takes first base on ball 4. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Griffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Little moves to third. Carter moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Little scores. Carter scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's Expos, 7, Reds, 7. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Biotner is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen scores. Biotner moves to second. It's 8-7, Expos. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman bunts towards the mound. Bourbon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Biotner moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Clay Carroll now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Gary Carter now playing third base. Larry Parrish now playing shortstop. Tim Foley now playing second base. Barry Foote now catching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a pop-up towards short. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Bench is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bench is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bench hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Foot interferes with Bench, who is awarded first base. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati.